Money is a great topic as we're broadcasting out live from the Maricopa County Home and Garden Show. Money's a big object involved in home improvement, and you can come out here and visit with hundreds of contractors and get all the information you're looking for and collect the ideas of what's new and trendy and up and coming in the home remodeling market. Come on out. We're broadcasting live. We'll be doing some stage demonstrations a little bit later on things homeowners do wrong, how to select the right contractor, as well as tips and demonstrations on home security. But right now, let's get back to the phones. We've got Scott calling from Tucson. Let's see if we can help him out a little bit with his home improvement project. Good morning, Scott.
Hi, Rosie. Scott Oldendorf in Tucson. I have a 1993 house that has windows that are double-pane aluminum frame.
Okay.
And you know, over time, now finally some of these windows have to be replaced because of the gas leaks that calcified on the inside.
Okay.
And the frames come loose.
Okay.
So I'm seeing a bunch of contractors. So what type of buzzwords, what type of things do I need to ask and to make sure I get the best product for the lowest price? And
okay.
Things I've been hearing is probably I don't need triple pane, just double pane, but you know, there's something about the gas and also the type of everybody's going vinyl nowadays. So I guess virgin vinyl versus mm-hmm. recycled vinyl. So what type of things do I look for and ask for so I can get the best bang for the buck?
Well, Scott, I'll tell you, for the dollar, I think it is very hard to beat the Pella product, and they make a fiberglass frame that I like a whole lot better than vinyl. Now, Pella makes a vinyl line, too,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not a fan of vinyl doors and windows, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I know the vinyl guys, I drive them nuts because they continually try and convince me and you and all the Arizona homeowners that the vinyl composition chemically has been improved. Historically, vinyl has a hard time in the Arizona sun UVs. The ultraviolet sun rays bake the elasticizers out of the vinyl. That first starts manifesting itself on the surface by the surface getting very chalky. As the elasticizers continue to be baked out of the vinyl, it goes from chalky to cracked. Many of the older vinyl windows have what we call the vinyl smile, and they actually become so weak that they become saggy. I don't like a vinyl window that actually uses the vinyl section as the structural part, as the structural bones of the system. There are vinyl windows that actually are metal windows that have a vinyl casing over them to give them the insulation barrier and value. There are wood windows that actually have thin veneer vinyl covering over that for the outside. None of those I'm a big fan of. I would tell you, take a look. What part of Tucson are you in, Scott?
I am in Northwest, over by La Cañada and Overton.
Okay. Well, if you get over to Oracle Road north of Ina is the Pella showroom. Have them give you estimate for the fiberglass product before you make a choice. You can get an estimate for the vinyl, too. Go ahead and collect all your estimates. But I'm telling you, for my money, when you get three or four estimates put together side by side, for my money, I'm pretty confident the one I would pick would be the fiberglass unit. And I'll tell you what I'll do. You finish getting your estimates and give us a ring back and give us an idea. You definitely do not want to invest in the cheaper, lower line of vinyl for sure. If you're going to go vinyl, go to the upper line, go to the better brands, go to the more expensive brands. And the little bit of step it's going to take to go from that to the Pella fiberglass, I'm guessing is going to be money very well spent. We've got a Pella certified window certified pro in Tucson called Assurance Builders, owned by John Reuter. John can come out and talk to you about it and give you a quote on several different types of windows. So That's my lesson on windows. I'm not a fan of vinyl frame. If you can afford it, I like wood frame. I like metal clad on the outside. When you go to insulated glass, you need at least a half inch or a 5/8 inch air gap in between the two pieces of glass. So you need enough air in there, you know, enough vacuum space in there to actually create some insulation value. You are right, I believe, when you said you do not need to go to triple pane. I am not an advocate of triple pane for the increased expense that it is, unless you're trying to keep sound out. If you're located next to a busy highway, freeway, or something like that, triple pane does a lot acoustically to make the house a lot quieter. I'm a big fan on tinting the glass with a solar gray tint that is hardly perceptible to you inside the house, but it does do a bit about cutting the heat gain in the house. And then I'm also a big fan, when you get the new windows installed, go ahead and cover them with a solar sunscreen. So there you go. Those are all my tips I can give you on window replacement. Let's see if we can continue taking calls here. We've got Jeff calling from Phoenix. Let's give him a chance to air out his question and see if we can help him out. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, Rosie. How you doing?
I'm okay. I'm very, very tired, but I'm okay.
I understand you're a little tired. Been listening. Hey, my question is, I took advantage of an energy audit by one of your Rosie on the House certified contractors, and at the end of the audit, I was presented with a guesstimate on what it would take to fix everything. It was like $27,000.
Okay.
And the house is a 2003. It's 2,200 square foot. It's a flat roof house. And bottom line, it was two air conditioning units, which I don't totally disagree with that because they haven't been working that well. Go ahead.
What's the vintage of the house, Jeff? How old a house?
2003.
Okay, 2003. All right.
But I was taken aback when they suggested that I replace all the insulation above the ceiling. He said that, you know, some of them weren't touching the drywall, and showed me a picture of a place that wasn't, where
okay.
I think it went over wires or something. So he recommended that I take all the insulation out and put in blown-in insulation. And then, so that was one thing I had a concern with, because I can't imagine that the whole place is like that.
Now, when he gave you the proposal, he probably broke it down into individual steps, and then they generally tell you what you can expect the savings to come out of that investment, and then what your probable payback period is. Did they give you that spreadsheet?
He emailed me a report. I don't know if I didn't get to the end of it or...
Well, it sounds like a pretty expensive repair. The bulk of that has to be the recommendation to replace the two air conditioning units, right?
That was like $13,000 of the $26,000.
Yeah.
But I guess my question is, do you really think the insulation needs replaced? And then he also recommended replacing the ductwork.
Okay.
Because it's a flex duct with the wrap, and he said it was R4, which is pretty minimal.
But it's all in the duct. It's all in the soffits of the house, right? It's not up on the top of the flat roof.
No, it's in the.
Okay.
He said there's a crawl space that they can work with.
Oh wow! Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, the insulation probably is the one that kind of alerts me to a need the most, because if the insulation is not actually touching the drywall ceiling, it's not doing its job, okay? And improperly installed insulation is a huge problem in Arizona homeowners. So I'd take a hard look at that and see what that part of the scope looks at, and I'd probably do that. It's complicated now because that probably impacts this ductwork that he wants to do, and the ductwork, I would I guess I'd have to know more about what they see up there. I'm not a big fan of flex duct, but if it is installed absolutely perfectly correct, you can get away with it. I much rather go with a rigid duct every chance I get. If you have to do a little flex duct to branch off and pick up one little return or one little supply into a bathroom or something like that, that's okay. But a house that's done predominantly in flex duct work, I'm not a big fan of that. So I'll tell you what I do, what I will do for you, Jeff, is I'll have my call screener get your information, and I'd be more than happy. I won't be able to do it this week because I'm going to be down in Tucson most of this next following week, but I'd be happy to sit with you and look at the proposal and just talk you through it one step at a time and let you know what of it I would do if it was my own house and what of it I would probably wait or put off as best I could. We're going to go on a short break here. We've got Sandra and Sally both on hold. We'll get to your calls right after this short break. It's Rosie on the House broadcasting live from the Maricopa County Home and Garden Show out at the University of Phoenix Stadium. We'll be here all afternoon. We'll find us after the broadcast as we wrap up here. Find us after the broadcast at the Sanderson Lincoln stage. We also have a Rosie on the House booth in there. Track us down and introduce yourself. I love meeting the folks that listen to us every single Saturday morning. We'll be right back.